Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
HQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
I don't know what kind of intruder it is, but my doorman is fantastic. And let me tell you, folks, I've got this new boom arm. It's by the company Blue. It's pretty hip. I'm just still trying to figure it out. So, If I don't sound right or you can't hear me, just go ahead and message me on Facebook. You know, first of all, welcome once again to Madam Perry Salon, the podcast with more celebrities than the inauguration. I am your hostess, your groove mistress, your cruise director, and your spiritual advisor, Madam Perry. And I am thrilled once again to be here to bring you entertainment or information, or whatever your heart's desire. We've had so many fun shows this week, and we got more stuff coming up. In a couple of weeks, I got Chrissy Rasmussen. She's a fantastic musician. She's also a drummer, a session drummer, and a drummer in an L.A. band called Cougars, as well as several others. And also coming up soon will be Bootsy Collins and August McLaughlin, author of the book called Girl Boner, and she has a podcast the same name, Girl Boner. And so I haven't quite finished the book yet, but it's going to be fantastic. And so here in the genie bottle, also I want to tell you thank you so much to everybody who's been subscribing and sharing with your friends and sending me messages. I really do appreciate it. You know what? I check the stats and the downloads. And, you know, the one thing about podcasts, you can choose wherever you want to listen to your podcast, whenever, wherever, however, whether you subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio or get them on Apple iTunes or Stitcher or Blueberry or Podcast or FM or Last FM, whatever. It's where you want it, when you want it, and I am thrilled. You know, here in the genie bottle, sometimes we have people who have come in here a lot, like my guest Monday night, author and poet Colin Kelly, and also we have new people. And just for the people, anyone who's new here, welcome. And it was, if you wonder how the salon came about, somebody asked me about it that I met today. This was my intention, or my cyber version of a cultural salon of centuries past in Europe, the UK, Asia, where there would be a patroness of the arts who would invite musicians and artists and authors to her home for a salon, and they would share their work with each other, what they had, the works in progress. And this is my way of doing it in cyberspace, and I enjoy it. And again, the fact that you listen, you download, which is free, and I keep it free, although you can advertise here, it's a lot cheaper than you think. But because you share it with other people, then that keeps it going on. Also, the fact that one of my first guests, Robert Leland Taylor, was the first person to go back and say, I've been to Madam Perry's salon. It looks like the inside of Jeannie's bottle. And that is, I think, exactly how it looks. So I want to invite a guest in. This is somebody brand new here. So they're going to be first time in the genie bottle. They may be lost, but make them feel comfortable. I love finding new music. And I admit I've been a kind of a music snob for years, maybe decades, where I'd only listen to certain things from certain eras. And then I began kind of exploring around YouTube and whatever, and finding a lot of bands, especially a lot of new music to me, and a lot of younger musicians, songwriters that I am thoroughly enamored with, and I could just knock myself in the head for not finding them and listening to them sooner. And tonight is a member of one of those bands. It's they consider themselves kind of retro rock and roll. And I've been playing, I've played their music on here before, but you're going to hear it again tonight. The group is called Simply Amused, and right now I'm only going to have their front man in here tonight, but you are welcome to call and talk to him. His name is Seth, and Seth, welcome to Madame Perry's Salon. Please come in through the beaded curtain and find a nice cushion to sit on.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How are you, Madame
Perry? I am delighted to have you here. That's how I'm doing. I'm doing pretty good. It's you're out on the West Coast in L.A., aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Orange County.
Oh, okay. All right. I hope you guys are okay out there. You probably got a lot of smoke and smog.
Yeah, where are you located?
Well, if you can't tell by my accent, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, okay. Should I call you Jennifer or Jennifer or Madam Perry?
You can call me Jennifer. You can call me Jen. You can call me Madam Perry. Although most musicians, because
okay.
I've had a jazz band before, most musicians somehow, whether they're my musicians or someone, musicians tend to call me JP. So you can feel free to fit in that category as well. And
I thought you were from France at first. Yeah, just judging by your name.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, what a surprise
yeah.
it was to me when I found out just now that you're from Atlanta.
Well, you sounded a little disappointed. I hope you're not. I hope that was just a
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, I'm a Nashville boy myself.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, well
born and raised in Nashville. Mm-hmm.
All right, so then you know your way around south, so which I'll get to later when I nag you about why you don't come here and perform in Atlanta or Asheville or whatever. But anyway, Simply Amused. Your website describes you as a retro rock and roll band consisting of you, Seth, the frontman, Canadian session drummer Ace, with post production mixing and mastering. Well, for the first album, it's done by Chris Fennell of CLF Studios, and. These are not alternative. These are real facts. And so tell us about how Simply Amused came to be.
Well, I've been writing and playing music for as long as I can remember. And it came to some kind of critical mass where, you know, the songs just had to come out one way or the other. And the result of that was Simply Amused.
All right. Yes. What instruments do you play, and when you write, what instrument do you write with or on?
My primary instrument would be the guitar. I've been playing guitar for about 10-11 years, and it's very, very near and dear to my heart, and the piano as well. Yeah, the piano I've been playing since I was a little kid. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and just feel free to go on, and by the way, if you're listening live tonight and you want to say something to or ask a question of Seth from Simply Amused, you can call 646-716-9922. That is 646-716-9922, which Blog Talk Radio assures me is a toll-free number within the continental U.S., although, and Seth, you might be interested in this, most of our listeners, I get the stats every day as to how many people have listened live or downloaded and where they are. And in order, the top five are the U.S., the U.K., and then from there, the next three kind of vacillate between Australia, the Netherlands, and Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan, yeah, that's unexpected.
Yeah, and I thought, Yeah, and I thought that was kind of an aberration at first, but it seems to be very consistently. Kazakhstan is usually in the number five place always. And all I can think of is that I know a lot of my husband has worked in satellite communications for a few decades, and so he shares this with, you know, people. He travels the world doing this, and so, and you know, a lot of satellites are actually launched from Kazakhstan because of its position, the equator. So maybe I always tell him, you know, okay. Hey, can't you use your friends to help broadcast the show a little further? So maybe he maybe he took me seriously, and that's what they do. So, but I'll take it. I think that's great. So when you started writing songs, I'm sure you probably had other bands or other incarnations of music or styles, but what musicians do you really admire as far as songwriting, or whether it be lyrics or the music? And who are the people you really consider? I know people always ask, who are your influences? But who are the musicians or songwriters that you feel like really reach out and speak to you?
For different instruments, I have different influences. For the guitar, I really love this person named Mark Knopfler. He was with a band called Dire Straits in the 70s, mm-hmm. the 70s and 80s. And he has a very understated style of playing that I can really relate to. And besides him, I love the classics. I love Hendrix and Clapton. And Jimmy Page was a big influence when I was a very little child. And when it comes to piano, though, because when you're playing the piano, you can't really... I mean, I guess you could play the guitar licks on there, but Elton John and Stevie Wonder, they were my guiding lights, so to speak. It's interesting because I wasn't always a great music student. I took lessons as a child, but they kicked me out for not practicing.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know, a lot of musicians do have a story like that, a lot of successful musicians, and somehow they just didn't seem to fit. You know, in with the squad.
Yeah, I never took to the classical stuff. I mean, I did play the oboe in high school, fun fact. And I played, yeah, the oboe. And I played handbells for a little bit in a handbell choir. And I love to sing. Yeah, I love to sing. I was in a choir for... most of my life, different choirs on and off. And if you know me, you'll know that I just burst out in tune whenever possible. Yeah, I always have a song going on in my head, which I like to sing. But when I was younger, I couldn't express myself as freely as I wanted to, because I had a anxiety disorder called selective mutism. Yeah, if you've ever heard of it, Madam Perry.
Selective mutism?
No, selective mutism. Uh-huh. It's an anxiety disorder where, most children will be able to speak at home very freely. Where they're most comfortable, but when they go to school or when they're out in public, for example, at an ice cream shop, they'll freeze up and the anxiety just overtakes them and they can't speak anymore. So that's what I experienced as a child. And
this is something new to me. So selective mutism, kind of cause some inhibitions, or maybe do you think that caused some development to you as a musician, as a songwriter, or as a future songwriter?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Do you think possible? Oh, okay. Hold on a second. Let me see. Is this a little better?
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
Can you hear me better now? Okay. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, with me, I was always the ultra-shy kid, so I pretty much lived in my head and my own imagination most of the time. In fact, even as an adult, I know I had jobs where, I remember in one cubicle-type job, I remember some guy stood up to me one day, and he leaned over, and he goes, "You know, Jennifer Perry, you just live in your own damn little world, don't you?" I don't know where he came up with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with living in your own world.
I know. It's decorated the way I like it, so...
Yeah, it could be much, much nicer than the real world than we live in now.
So then how did you, and you know, this is, how did you work from that? What was the stage from having, you know, having with the selective mutism as a child and then developing into somebody who could actually front a band, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, the music was sort of an outlet for me because I couldn't express myself, so it had to come out eventually some way or the other. And I know a lot of other musicians, they practice. On a side note, I listened to your last podcast with Rye Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and? What a guy.
Yeah,
what a cool guy.
Yeah, very interesting fellow, and I especially like the, you know, the song he did where he's benefiting the Las Vegas victims of the Las Vegas shooting. That's pretty cool. But
yeah.
And then he went the Norwegian the rock camp he did in Norway.
Yeah, he did a children's camp to help them develop their musicianship and make their own bands.
Yeah, and I like how he said, you know, yeah, and telling them, say, hey, look, some of the kids you're meeting here live around the corner from you. You just, you know, come on out and meet people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah, I didn't know about him until I listened to him on your podcast.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I met him the same way I met you, so.
Good.
Yeah. So that was another cool thing. He's out in the West Coast as well. So yeah, thank you for listening, by the way. How did you start getting the, because getting up in front, being the front person is not easy. Because I know for me, the idea that of being so shy and then going on stage to front a band was so terrifying that to prepare for it, I took stand-up comedy classes and did that for a while to get the nerve to be on stage.
Music was my way, I guess, in the same way that your comedy helped you. I'm glad you found something like that because a lot of people don't have that outlet where they can face their fears in a systematic way, which I think is very important to.
And you're right, it was systematic. And what happened, you know, I was just on my way to work one morning. It happened to be on my birthday, and I had a car accident. And I remember thinking, if I bought the farm today in this accident, how would I want my – no, it turned out to be good for a couple of reasons. But how would I want my obituary to read? Customer service rep for a cell phone company, you know, or would I want to admit that I went out and tried? And if I didn't go out and try and I didn't pass away right then, the next worst thing would be being the old bat in the old folks home, always griping about, well, I could have been a big band singer or whatever. Now, and that's not the worst part, Seth. The worst part would be the other old bats in there going, there she goes again. I vote we all pull our drugs together and get rid of her or graphite her wheels and push her out the door. That would be the worst thing. But I figured, see where my own little world imagination led me? So instead I thought, no, this is a chance. This is a calling to do something about it, to find a way to get over stage fright. So, and that's why I'm always interested and impressed with somebody like you who probably would have never seen themselves, or people wouldn't have thought, maybe your family wouldn't have thought that you would be fronting a band or doing things like that, that you made a way to do it. So, and I don't mean to get too personal if I ask you about it.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah, I don't mind. This is an interview after all.
Okay. So when you first began performing, though, how did you meet the rest of the group? How did you meet? Well, how did you meet your drummer Ace from who's Canadian?
This is interesting because I've never met Ace in person. Yeah, Ace is a musician that I met online. And, yeah, I send him the music, and he adds the drums to the music. So I've never met him, but he's a terrific guy. I've talked to him online, and he's very, very talented. He's one of the most talented musicians I think I've met so far. And because I don't play the drums, I play everything else. I play the guitar and the piano, and I sing, but I don't actually play the drums, so... I think I'm more impressed that he can bang on some drums in a very calculated way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very impressive to me. And the other members of the band, it's just me and Ace as far as the music goes, but we have two artists, Jin and Annie, and they also... are only online. That I've only met them online, so to speak.
That's the modern way, and you know that's one of the things that for good or bad, you know, there's always going to be a good or bad component of anything. And when people talk about something about social media or whatever, and I understand in the modern world and info. The information highway, the cyber world.
Oh, yeah.
But for me, it's one of the fascinating things is when you tell me a story like that, because I met, I have met through social media. I've met most of my guests. I've met friends, but I've also met people around the world like you who make art, who make music, who create and share it with the world. And maybe, you know, you may never, I don't know, you don't have to travel to do it. You don't have to have a big record company, you know, put their blessing on you and say, okay, we'll give you a record deal, knowing they're going to rip you off for the next few years, like a lot of musicians had happened to them. But you can create your own, and you can put your work out there into the marketplace or out there for everyone's enjoyment. And like you said, you know, Seth, your drummer, you don't have to be in the same country, you know, and you can just create, put things together. A lot of musicians do that. I know on Todd Rundgren's White Night CD, and you seem to have an incredibly good knowledge horizon of musicians. So I don't know if you know Todd Rundgren.
No, I haven't heard of him.
Okay, he on the White Knight.
I hear a dog
album,
in the background.
It's Take Your Dog to Work Day here in the studio.
Oh.
I used to work for a major PR.
Uh-huh.
I used to do some PR. It was actually studios in my home, but I used to do a lot of work for PR work for a major cable film company. And when I'd have to call producers and people to put up their media tours, and they'd hear the dogs, and they'd go, oh, what's that? And I'd say, oh, it's Take Your Dog to Work Day, because they want to think that you're calling them from the big high building in New York or somewhere. So I would tell them that. And I used to always wonder if somebody, someday, these people would ever meet somebody and maybe go into the HBO office and say, oh, is it Take Your Dog to Work Day? And they'll go, what? Because you know I was a contractor for them, so I'm out here, you know, and in Georgia with the dogs barking. I go, oh, that's just it's Take Your Work Day, Take Your Dog to Work Day here at HBO. But anyway, yeah,
okay,
that is.
Yeah. So you're not a sales rep anymore.
Well, no, I did public relations work for PR publicity for their documentary premieres for HBO. Yeah, the cell phone job was way in the back. That was way back there, customer service.
Yo, wait, what about your comedy?
Oh,
like,
comedy.
Did you
well,
ever
I did comedy.
Step anywhere? Yeah.
You know what? I did comedy for a few years to get the nerve to sing, and then at the time, then I also had a television.
Wait, you did comedy to sing?
To get the nerve to sing, to get the nerve to stand up and sing, because I had seen so many bands. when I had the TV show and I'd invite people on and say, oh, come out and see my band so I can
see
them.
Well, now I'm interested. Well, now I'm interested, Jennifer.
Well, what I did was, you know, think about it, Seth. How many times have you gone out to hear bands, go see a band or something, you know, because they're starting, they want people to come see them. And this is what I would see with bands that wanted to be on my TV show. And they would be out there, and all of a sudden maybe somebody breaks a string or the drummer breaks a snare hit or something, and they would stand there and go, well, okay, once he gets the string back on, we'll start playing again, okay? You know, and I know that they were nervous, but, you know, you got to keep working the crowd while that's going on so you don't lose the energy.
So and, you would be the one to go out and make the post or the interim entertainment?
Well,
is that right?
Yeah, just in case. So that way if somebody had to change a string or something happened, or one of my musicians needed to look over and ask somebody, you know, okay, you know how you musicians are.
Aww.
You have these quadratic equations you talk in, like, oh, this is a, what, this, one of you, what's that? Oh, it's a, it starts with the E, but a C over E in the beginning, and then it goes to a three-quarter turnaround by the, you know, exofradioractal D with a fifth or whatever. You know how y'all talk. Nobody knows what you, you know, you have your own secret musician language.
Madam
so,
Perry,
well,
I don't know anybody who talks like that.
Okay, that's how it sounds to me. How about that? That's how it sounds to me. But I, with the jazz musicians,
okay.
Oh, C starts over E. Got to turn around over here. Okay, fine. That's what they would say. Maybe they were just trying to, you know, make me think that it was more complicated.
And so if you were in that
but
situation, they, what would you do? Would you sing a song?
Well, if somebody was out in the audience doing something or celebrating, you know, you just go, hey, so what's going on over here? Like you're having a party. What's going on? Oh, okay, and what kind of gifts did you get over here? Is it a birthday party? Yeah, or, oh, it's a leaving work party. Oh, divorce party? Okay. Well,
okay,
yeah,
so you would work the crowd. Okay.
Work the crowd.
I got you.
Exactamente, mi amigo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Work the room.
So,
that's what
so
it's
where's
like.
The singing? Where's the singing part come in?
Well, then once I got whatever it was fixed, then I would start singing. So, yeah, we did a lot of stuff. Like I did a lot of what one musician said, we did the B-sides of standards and some Latin
B-sides.
Things. And then I B-sides of old standards or some Latin things or what I called Europop from the 60s and, yeah, stuff like that. But let's get back to you. Seth, I want to know more about you. So
okay.
Somehow you meet Ace. I guess you
well,
met online.
Well, I was interested in you, Madam Perry. Yeah, I was,
well,
I was a little bit
about me on the next show. Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm flattered. I'll send you my CD.
okay.
But and then you have okay, then you have these artists, Annie and Jen.
Yes.
And they do artwork for each song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, let me say this one more time to the audience. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Seth. I know I asked you, but if you want to call in and talk to Seth, the number is 646-716-9922. Or if you can't call in, and this happens sometimes, Seth, I have people that can't call in because maybe their phone's not working or they're on a you know, day job and they can't be seen calling in. They just send me a message.
Or they're working a crowd. They're singing on stage. Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and they sent me a message on Facebook through Jennifer Mott at Petters. They'll send me a question on there. So, yeah, so I was going to ask you the question about the artist, and then I've got somebody calling in to you from, actually, they're also calling from Adele, Georgia. You want to take this call?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hello.
This is, looks like it's Duffy in Adele, Georgia. Duffy, hi. Welcome back to Madam Perry Salon. I know you're one of our favorite regular callers. And I've got Seth from Simply Amused here.
Hi, Seth.
Hello, Duffy.
Hi. Hello. why do you call it Simply Amused?
Oh, yeah, that's a very interesting story. Since... if you've listened to the podcast up to now, you'd know that I had selective mutism when I was a child, and I had a lot of difficulty expressing myself. And one of the things I liked to do was go online and have casual chats with people on forums, and I made a friend one day, and her moniker, her online screen name was called Simply Amused, and I found out through talking to her that she had cancer, and she was very young, and she had cancer, and I befriended this person, and eventually she passed away, and to carry on her memory, I named the band after her, Simply Amused.
Very cool. Yeah. That's so sweet. Very sweet.
Yeah, I was very inspired by her personality and spirit, too. She was very happy and cheery, even though she had a terminal illness. She had a very positive view of the world, which I was very inspired by.
And
I was very honored to name the band after her.
Are you interested in comedy or that type of material or?
I like listening to comedy, but I don't think I could do it. Yeah, I don't think I could do it on a bigger level like that. Maybe I would do it in the way Madame Perry did, maybe like Jennifer did. To get the nerve to sing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been singing almost pretty much all my life. And I wanted to, my lifetime goal was to be, was to get into comedy. And in the late 70s in Atlanta, we had a comedy group. And we had a hard time getting gigs anywhere.
Duffy, how old are you, sir?
I'm 68.
Okay.
68.
Yeah, congratulations.
Okay.
Actually, Duffy was on a Comedy Central sometime back with Fred Willard in a show with him.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, really. Yeah, like I said, more celebrity than your inauguration. Hey, listen, by the way, Duffy, I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad you called. But you know what? I'm looking at the time, and it's time for me now to play something by Simply Amused.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you can hang around and listen, okay? And this
is
a song called Squirt Goes My Gun. Any intro or disclaimers you want to make, Seth, or we're just going to go right into it?
This song will speak for itself. That's all. All
right. Squirt Goes My Gun.
Hang around and squirt my cutie's organ.
Squirt goes my gun. Simply Amused. And I am just so enamored of this band right now. And actually, there's a lot of people out there listening right now saying how much they love it. I really appreciate it. Susan and Jackie, thank you both so much. And I also got a text from Dennis. Thank you, Dennis. I'm glad you like it, too. And I'm going to tell you the website is simplyamusedband.com. That's simplyamusedband.com. And I'm going to continue to share the social media for Simply Amused Band and all over my social media for Madam Perry or for Jennifer Perry. So I'm going to make sure you find them. Okay, and if you want to call in, the number 646-716-9922. I've only got a couple more minutes with Seth, and so this will be a great time to call if you have a question or you want to message in. Remember, it's toll-free in the continental U.S. 646-716-9922. Give us a call now. I've only got 2 minutes. And by the way, I want to say, too, Seth, when I started listening to the album, and this was a fresh release. It was released October 7th of last month of 2018. The songs, I'm trying to think which one I started with. Lush Life, which is the number one on there. Edge of Time, Jealous Blues. Isn't it a wonderful feeling? I just see, and it's good too to talk to you and find out that you do have so many different influences, and you, as I said before, you have such a magnificent knowledge horizon of musicians that influenced you, and I can see it, and I can hear it, and I can feel it. I absolutely love your style. I love your writing. I love to hear your voice. I love the way you tack or treat a song, and I am just totally enamored of your music, and just so glad that it's in my sphere now and that I'm getting a chance to share this. And I hope that you'll come back soon. Oh, you're quite welcome. And I hope you'll let me continue playing your music here on the show.
You have my blessing. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And okay, and I've got somebody here that's trying to call but can't get through, so they sent a message, and this is Gladys, and she wants to know what brought about the name of the song, Song for the Broken? Thank you for your question, Gladys.
Songs for the Broken.
Yeah, what brought about the name for it is what she wanted to know.
Yeah, I was influenced by everyone and inspired, and it helped me get through some tough times. And I just wanted to do the same for everyone else. Who will listen to my music, and the message I have for them is that they're not alone, and you know, they can listen to my music anytime and have a friend right there.
Oh, cool. All right. Okay, and thank you again, Gladys, and thanks for that. All right, well, I've got to let you go now, and I probably kept you longer than I promised, but I want to thank you so much for being here, Seth, and please, please, please come back. Come back and bring Ace with you and keep making music.
Okay.
Because you're fantastic.
All right, I
will. At it. And the world needs more good vibes like yours, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank
Thanks
you
for
so
having
very
me.
Much. So don't. Oh, it's my pleasure. And don't go away, folks. I've got some more stuff for you coming up about new books and other goodies. Stay right with me. Thank you once again, Seth. Hey, folks. I've also got, I know Duffy, you're still with me, and Duffy, thank you so much for calling, and thank you with Gladys for the question. And, you know, Duffy, I got some more information. You know, a lot of people talk about stuff going on and people getting concerned or getting some depression, some confusion, and some sadness about things going on in the world. But I heard from, and actually this is a sponsor I had, it's a collection or compilation of music called The Campaign for Love. The Campaign for Love, which, Duffy, I think we can both say that's what we need right now, The Campaign for Love, right?
Right.
And, and here's a song from it. It's different artist, and they're all fantastic. But this was a song by one of the artists on it. And, Duffy, the artist is Eddie Reddick, and the song is My Sister, My Brother. And that's from the Love the Campaign of Love. And I'm also still sharing all of this social media online.
Like a one nation, quit criticizing other nationalities. We gotta let them be, cause they are no better or no worse than you and me. Spirituality, that's all that we need to see to get us to the place that we need to be. If you got a brother who can't put it all away, don't criticize him. They can see that nothing they can change. If you got a sister with a different part of you, giving you a grief or two, just remember she's trying to make it through like me and you. No matter where you're from or who you are,
we can live together.
We can go so far, my brother.
Forget
about the color of our skin. Love plus you and me, compassion, spirituality. That's all that we need to see to get us to the place that we need to be. If you got issues, a problem with someone, take this with you. Just remember, you don't have to use a gun. If you take a life, think of all the grief it brings to families and friends. War and killing doesn't solve a thing.
Hey, my sister, my brother.
Where it all.